Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee, Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey guys, welcome to It's Not Me, It's You on this kind of cold Thursday night in Nashville. We certainly hope that everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday last Thursday, and as the calendar falls, we have three shows left counting this one for the year, because Christmas and New Year's both fall on Thursdays. So we're going to there may be a podcast posted up, and we may just not do anything. We'll see how it goes and make that determination as we get on. But again, this week, next week, and the week after, we will have some really good shows coming up, including our annual Being Single Over the Holidays to help you out with that time. So tonight we're going to talk about 15 honest questions a person should be able to answer that you're interested in getting in a long-term relationship or marriage with. But before we do that, we're going to have some music tonight because we always start with music. And tonight's music is by Six Wire, and this is Die Living.
Get one go round, say a prayer and give it hell. I like the way the fast lane feels. I take corners on two wheels. Out all night, I barely sleep. I fall, but I land on my feet. My heart gets broken, but it mends. I take a bullet for my friend. I give a damn when it's worth giving. And when I die, I'll die living.
Living. All right, that's Six Wire with Die Living. Check them out at sixwire.com, SIXWIRE.com. And we are back. We're going to be talking a little bit about 15 honest questions to ask somebody you're interested in getting a long-term relationship with. I do want to preface it by saying I am fighting a little bit of a throat problem tonight, and when you talk for a living, that's usually not a good thing. So hang with me. Have my water handy and my mute button if I cough. So anyway, I hope you're good where you are. Let's go ahead and get started. When you decide to get into a long-term relationship with somebody, and of course this includes a marriage, it's really a cool thing. I mean, it's something you're going to live with hopefully for the rest of your life. And as I always say, you know, you live the rest of your life with somebody or you break up with somebody, and there's really no in between. Well, these are some questions that you might want to ponder, and whether it's male-female or female-male or male-male or female-female, these are questions that you should know before you get into it. So let's just jump right in, because there are 15 of them, and I'm going to discuss a little bit of them, and we'll see how much time that takes for you. So first question, most importantly, is why do you love me? When you ask your potential partner, you know, why do you love me? You know, well, I just love you because there are a lot of that doesn't cut it. You know, you want to know specific reasons why. We want to have our egos built up. We want to have our egos stroked. We want to just know that we're on the right track. You know, a lot of people will say when that question comes that, you know, I love you because I just love you. And that's like the worst answer you could get, because if you can't actually think of a reason why or reasons why, how is that going to parlay into something later on, 10, 15 years down the road? If you can't think of anything now, how are you going to think of anything later? So, you know, if you're asked that question, or if you ask that question, you know, have some real strong answers. You know, I love the way you smile. And I love the way that you look at me when I'm talking, like you think I'm crazy. I mean, there's a lot of things that you could answer that are going to be, legitimate answers. Your hair smells good, or you just look hot, or, you know, you support me, or whatever the case may be. As you can tell, I have not a whole lot of experience with that one. But, have some reasons why you love them in the first place. And that's just going to build a foundation for something long term that will, you know, work for the rest of your life. Which brings us to number two. Why do you want to spend the rest of your life with me? Okay, because I love you is not a question, is not an answer. Why do you want to spend the rest of your life with that person? And, you know, they need to know that. Are you sharing the same destiny? Destination? Do you have the same goals? Do you have the same walk in your faith? Do you have, do you want the same things out of life? And that's what you need to find out, because a lot of people break up and split up and divorce because they had head in different directions 10 or 15 or 20 years into the marriage. And if you're heading in the same direction and you're communicating that off the bat, then you're less likely to veer off into other areas without taking that person with you. The third question is, will you do your best to keep the romance alive? Now, you know, anybody who's listened to this show through 79 episodes now knows that, you know, I'm a heartless, you know, sad, pathetic, romantic type, okay? So keeping the romance alive is not easy. You always have to continue to do and try and make an effort and do new things. It is mental, but keeping interest for such a long time is very difficult. So it takes, as I was saying, a lot of creativity as well. Whether you're leaving notes around the house, leading like a scavenger hunt, or, you know, a candlelight dinner, or a weekend away as a surprise, whatever the case may be, and be careful to not cross that line where the difference between romance and trying to impress somebody. Money and jewelry and, you know, expensive restaurants and fast cars and all that is for impressing people. You know, as my friend Claudia says, you know, white knee socks and M&Ms. That's what she likes. That's what impresses her. That's what helps keep the romance alive. So it cannot survive on its own. So you're both going to have to maintain it, and most have to both have to work at it. So the question is, will you do your best to keep the romance alive? Hopefully the answer is yes, and that will continue. The fourth one is, will you grow with me and not away from me? We don't know where life is going to take us. We don't know what we're going to learn during the journey, and who's going to come along. But we want this person to come along with us. So along the way, can you both, for each other, make a conscious effort to grow closer and not further apart when life takes you in different directions? You know, a lot of people have problems growing apart when one of the people loses their job. And then you get a new job and it kind of takes you in a different direction. The other person is not willing or able to go with you in that direction. A lot of people grow apart over the years because they feel like they've accomplished everything in their relationship that needs to be accomplished. But that's never the case. There's always something new to accomplish. And that's where, you know, fresh goals and, you know, if you're raising children, that starts the cycle all over again with goals and, you know, keeping it fresh. Or, you know, if you're about to retire after you've done all that raising of your kids, then that's a new opportunity to travel. And you want to be able to do these things together. Okay, well, let's move on. This one is the toughest one, I think, in my opinion of them, and that is, will you stick with me through the rough times? Easy to get through the good times. It's literally a piece of cake. It's easy. It's fun. Everybody can do it. But when things get tough, whether they're financially or they are romantically or whatever, will you stick together or will you drift apart? And to know that, where that person is in that point anyway. Now, all of these, technically, the answer is right there in front of you. If you're in love with somebody and you want to marry them or you want to be in a long-term relationship with them, you know, the answer is right there. There's no doubt, no doubt. But the problem that a lot of people have and why the divorce rate is so high is that people change their minds and they change their answers. So are you the person that's going to change your answer from a yes to a no or from an absolutely to a definitely not as things get tough? So if you get through it together, you're more likely to make it the distance, okay? Are you willing to lose some battles in order to keep the peace? Now, men, we know, we toss our hand up and we say whatever you say. You know, the key to the successful relationship is taming your ego. All right. We all have our egos. Women have the egos, men have the egos, but can you coexist with your ego, with your egos, and your competitiveness and basically just pick your battles. Okay. I to have an argument about who's doing the dishes is so ridiculous compared to the bigger things in life. So why pick the battle? Just do the dishes. What's the big deal? Do them together. There's a good idea. You know what? That's why they invented DVR, so you can do stuff together and then go watch what you're missing on TV. 99% of arguments are not arguments over facts, but rather over your opinions. So sometimes one of you, if not both of you, need to bite it, suck it up, deal with it, and move on and keep the peace. The seventh question is, can you promise to put us ahead of everything else? That's a hard one for guys, especially because work and making money, making a living, are usually our top priority. And that's how we're judged. That's how we are graded. And that's how we consider ourselves successful or not. But can you put your relationship ahead of your work? When, especially if it's extra work, overtime, or, you know, you have to travel maybe unnecessarily, or maybe you can take her with you. There's a lot of different ways to do that. But can you put each other ahead of everything else? We want everything that life has to offer. We don't always get it. We don't have enough time to get it. We don't have, enough money to get it sometimes. So pick what you want together. Life is too short. pick what you want to do together, what you want to accomplish together, and accomplish it, and then your relationship, you know, will become the most important thing in your life, because that's what makes the rest of your life possible. Number eight, for those that this applies to, will you be a great parent? Okay, are you a great parent? If you're looking to have kids, are you going to be a great parent? Are you good to your dog or your cat or your hamster before you try a kid? Do you have nieces and nephews that you cannot wait to give back to their parents? You might want to rethink it if that's the case. If you want to babysit all the time, that's a great thing. But will you be a great parent? It's hard to know unless you become one. That's, you know, but don't do it just to do it. Do it because you're ready to do it. You decide you're going to be a parent. That's it. No tricks, no gimmicks. It's a decision, and then you become a parent, okay, preferably with somebody else. But will your partner join you in that, okay? There's a lot of parenting material out there on every situation, every behavior, every medication, every type of circumstance that has to do with parenting. And it is amazing to me how many people actually write these articles that don't have kids. Or worse, they don't have my kid. You know, your kid is different than everybody else's kid. You can read about it for a guideline maybe, but every kid is different. So you can't base everything you read, you can't apply, I should say, everything you read to your kid. Great parenting is instinctive, and everybody seems to be, most people seem to have that built in, that instinct built in. So good luck with that if you try that, okay? Number nine, will you be sure to remind me how much you love me regularly? The words "I love you" have become a commodity. Teenagers throw it out there like it's candy. Adults throw it out there and I love you or love ya. You know, they use the word all the time with everybody. But the person that you're in there a relationship with has to have the sincerest "I love you" of all of them. Okay? So if you throw it out there like it's pocket change, then there's going to be some issues because you know, it gets tired and old after you hear it for a while. And then there's those people who never say it or say it very, very rarely. There's too much and there's always too little. It's finding that middle ground that's good for the both of you that will help. People don't only want to know, but they need to hear it. They need to be reminded that you love them because we know it doesn't last forever. Always. Sometimes it doesn't last forever. But the more you hear it, the more you hear it sincerely from that significant other, the better off you're going to feel and the better off you're going to be. Can you promise to do all you can do to keep that spark alive? This goes back kind of to the romantic question. Sparks, as we know, don't spark on their own. We have to fan the flame, as it were. Think about how a lighter works as a good analogy. You have the spark that lights the fuel, which creates the flame. But how does that spark? You have to create the force that results in the energy creating the spark in the lighter. So with your thumb, you do that. Well, I guess we're going to compare a thumb to romance and creating that spark. You can't expect sparks to fly if you're not trying, if you're not flicking your thumb across that lighter to get it to light. If you want to have a happy and healthy relationship, you need to find someone willing to devote the necessary energy with you. So, are you going to try and keep the spark alive or not? This is a tough one here. The next question, will you support me if I cannot support myself? And we're not just talking financially. We're talking mentally. We're talking physically if necessary. Nobody knows what life is going to bring. You know, accidents happen. Illness happens. Unexpected things happen. You know, things that leave us weak or hurt or damaged, and sometimes permanently damaged, whether it's, you know, you're confined to a wheelchair or you're just, you know, your mental capacity wanes through illness, especially as we get older. is that person going to be capable of mustering the strength to fight those battles for both of you? That's a very good question to have. Nowadays, especially with, you know, a lot of people, because of the state of the economy and all that, that support question becomes a financial question too. People lose their jobs all the time. Will you be able to support each other, or are you going to kick the person to the curb because they're not bringing up their end of the financial impact? You know, I mean, if one of you loses their job, what in the world are you going to do? Are you going to say, well, you're worthless, and you know, I don't want to be with you anymore because you can't find a job? You know, to me, I would just move to the Bahamas and open up a bait shop, but that's just me. So I have that conversation. Will you support me if I cannot support myself? Will you promise to continue to pursue your personal dreams and goals? That's really important. I am really a big proponent of making sure that the person I'm with does not lose focus on their goals and their dreams. I don't want somebody who's going to get so wrapped up in me that they don't pursue their own stuff. I mean, that's just huge amounts of to have on one person, you know, to carry. It's just it's ridiculous. And if you're so codependent that you would lose sight of your own dreams and your own goals to be with somebody else, then you need to reevaluate yourself a little bit. I heard something on the radio the other day. They asked Warren Buffett and Bill Gates separately, not together, but separately, what's the one word to describe their success, how they became so successful? Two of the three richest men in the world, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates. And they both answered the same word. Can you guess what that word is? A lot of people think it might be perseverance, or it might be luck or something like that. The word they used separately, but it's the same word, was focus. They both said the word focus. So if you're able to focus on your personal dreams and goals and then support the person that you're with, then guess what? Success will come your way. See no reason why they can't do that. There is a part of us that we can never, under any circumstances, let go. Okay? As I was saying, the dreams, the wants, the hopes, the needs, our personal goals have to continue and have to stay alive. If you lose them, you lose yourself and inevitably lose the person that you're with. Because I don't want to be with somebody who doesn't have any dreams or goals anymore. I don't want to be with somebody who's going to be, you know, I am their sole source of entertainment and the reason that they're living. That's way too much pressure. You got to have your own stuff still. Okay. All right. Number 13 we're on. We're almost done here. How about that? Doing well. Number 13, will you not allow yourself to let go? What this means is, will your partner take care of himself or herself by eating healthy and exercising? Will your partner get regular checkups and take vitamins? Will they go to the gym with you or vice versa? It may sound silly, but, you know, we've all seen what people do when they get married or when they get into a long-term relationship, and they just let their looks go. Ladies do it a little bit less than men. Men, for some reason, you know, we want women that are beautiful, but those beautiful women turn around and look at us, and we've gained 30 pounds, and we're hairy, and we're not very attractive anymore, but they still love us. Why is that? I don't get that. But because women are more loyal, for one, and less superficial. They look at us from what's on the inside. We're looking at them a lot from what's on the outside. And someday we might all change that. Who knows? But if you both together take care of yourselves, you cook for each other, cook healthy, go to the gym together, walk together, ride bikes, whatever it may be, then you are more likely to a bond. You'll get closer even, if that's possible, but you'll also stay healthier. It's your responsibility, first and foremost, to take care of yourself. And then it's your responsibility to take care of your partner. Okay? No person should become a burden to somebody that they love because of their own fault. Okay? Overeating or not exercising or becoming a couch potato, whatever the case, whatever the cause is. You don't want to do that. Okay? So if you're healthy and you're both happy with your health, then that's all that matters. The next one is, if I am the first to go, will you be there with me until the end? I heard a comic once say, you know, growing old with somebody is very difficult because it's not whether you're attracted to them or, you know, initially or, you know, even 20 years later. It's will you change their diaper when they get older? And, you know, and you to think of it that way is kind of funny. But, you know, the one that you are going to spend the rest of your life with, you know, either in a long-term relationship or in a marriage, you know, are you going to be there until the end? Are you going to be there through thick and thin, through the good, the ugly, the bad? You know, will that partner hold your hand when you're too weak to hold it back? Will they kiss your forehead and tell you that he or she loves you, that you made life worth living because your life made sense? Will your partner be there for your last breath? These are all really good questions, and because, you know, the question is there is no one should leave this world alone. It's been said that we leave it the way we come into it, but even when we come into it, there's someone there to hold us. You know, the doctor slaps us on the butt. Our mom holds us. Our dad holds us. Understand that most people don't like to think about death, but it is an inevitability. So it is better to plan ahead and ask that question. If I'm the first to go, will you be there with me until the end? And the last one has to do with that as well. Can you promise me that if my time is cut short, you'll continue to live on for both of us? Jeff Foxworthy has a great bit he does about his wife asking him, you know, if she were to die, would he remarry? And he says in the best Jeff Foxworthy voice that, you know, he can do that, well, yeah, I'll remarry, and can I get a younger woman with some big hooties? And, of course, she smacks him, and that's that. But, you know, if the person you're with prematurely goes, you know, before their time, while you're still able to and young enough to, do you want to move on? Will you move on? Because that's what they would want you to do. I mean, have that conversation. It's a very awkward conversation because usually you don't have it until you're older. But sometimes when you're younger, it's not a bad conversation to have either. It's a little easier to move on, I think, when you're younger than when you're older because the dating pool is bigger. But the emotional toll is bigger, too, and it takes longer for you if you're younger to get over the death of a loved one, you know, a significant other. But if death comes and collects you ahead of schedule, you'll know what to do. You'll want to know what to do. During those last few seconds, the person you love will continue to live that their life to the fullest. So, you know, make that promise to each other if you decide to do that, that if one of you goes early, I don't even know what early is. I don't know what late is. You know, the actuary tables say 83 is the, I think, 83 for men, 85 for women, something like that is the standard median or the normal age of death. But, you know, if you leave when you're 42 or when you're 35 or when you're 51, you know, what's going to happen to your significant other? You want them to move on, and they will probably want to move on, you know. So think about that. Those are 15 really, really strong questions as to what, you know, what to ask somebody. You know, I don't know that that's dinner conversation, and maybe you ask them one a day for 15 straight days. Who knows, however you want to do it. But I think they make some really good planning questions for a life and for a relationship that's going to be long-term, that you want to know these things because prizes are never fun, okay? So that's our show for tonight. I appreciate you guys tuning in. Good half hour of good information, I hope, and that you can use it to your benefit as you proceed on in this dating and relationship world. Some big things coming up for this show in January of 2015. So I'll be excited to share a little bit more information with you guys as we proceed in the next couple of weeks. Next week, we're going to have our show on being single in the holidays. And then the following week, we're going to have a very special show about some not so pleasant stuff going on with online dating these days. And we're going to have a special guest who's going to share her story with us and some tips on being safe out there in the online dating world, especially over the holidays and with New Year's Eve coming up, that, you know, we might heed that a little bit. So, as always, I want to thank Regime Entertainment for their sponsorship and the music catalog that we pull from for this show. Make sure you check us out on online at www.itsnotmeradio.com. Has links to our Facebook page. Please like our Twitter. Please follow. And the iTunes podcasts that are available. All shows are archived on there, as well as the website itself. So do check that out and join us next week again, 6:30 Central Time next Thursday for Being Single Over the Holidays. It'll be a good show with some tips on how to keep your sanity over the holidays. So. With that, I bid you all farewell. I'm going to go rest my voice for the rest of the night. Thanks for hanging with me. This is John, and it's not me, it's you. And as always, peace out.